Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome to the show. This is Sports with Strawberry Ice and Bengals Nation. This is our post game show after the Bengals and the Clowns played. We'll get to that in a minute. This show and every show is brought to you by T Properties. T Properties, quality housing for quality people. Check out their website at www.tpropertiesllc.com for all your rental property management needs and your rental needs. All right, guys, you found the show. That's great. Smash that thumbs up. Give me a subscription. I am up to 678. That is awesome. Let's keep it rolling. Try to get it to 700 as fast as we can. All right, the Bengals. Unfortunately, lost another one-score game, 37-34 to the Cleveland Clowns. Defense, for the love of God, make a play. Now, Carlos Dunlap has decided that he wants to move and he's going to sell his condo, house, whatever. Like, dude, go ahead, sell it. Make a play, brother. That's all I got to say. Make a play. What's up, Mike? Or Mike, Jeremy, what's going on? Mike isn't here. Mike should be joining us sometime soon, but what's going on, Jeremy?
Not too much, man. Still reveling in my pity, I guess, from watching yesterday's debacle once again. Yeah. But we are Bengal fans. That's why we're here. That's why we're doing the show. It was a tough one, man.
Draw. We're here, buddy.
What's that?
Yeah, win, lose, or draw. We're here.
We are here. That's why we're the toughest fan base in all of the world, because we are gracious losers.
I don't want to be gracious losers. I want to be awesome winners.
Same here.
All right. Joe freaking Burrow, who is up for the FedEx Player of the Week. And if you're on the show right now, do me a favor. Go over to Bengals Nation. I put the link up there. And please vote for Joe. Because Joe was 35 of 47 completions. Passed for 406 yards, 3 touchdowns, and rushed for another one. Dude, that's getting it done. And that's in the final drive, to hope we thought win the game, 3 of his offensive linemen are out. He had Billy Price at center. He had Adeniji at, I think, left tackle or right tackle. He had Fred Johnson at the other tackle. And they still went down and scored. And then our defense.
You know, when there's a minute to go in the game and it's 3rd and 11, you see your rookie quarterback take the team on his shoulders, run down the middle of the field. It's amazing. In his head, he was thinking, this game's over. I'm taking care of it. Yeah. We're going to win this game. And for him to put it in the end zone eventually, and us, you know, with, 56 seconds to go, no timeouts for Cleveland, we were all kind of thinking, all right, you know, all we got to do is, as you would say, Jeff, make a play.
Make a play.
We didn't.
No. All right, I got some questions here. All right, blowing us up already. Jacob, that was the most heartbreaking loss I've seen since we lost to the Pittsburgh Squealers in the playoffs. Yeah. That was, dude, it's just like, the thing that drives me nuts is like, all right, in that final play, I've been screaming at, don't play zone, don't play zone, don't play zone. They didn't. And Darius Phillips is right there. He's right there. He turned at the right time to find the ball, turn around to reach up to make a play. And he just, his arms were long enough, or he just moves him over a little bit. That might have been a play where maybe we needed safety to come over and help, but it's like, damn, if we do, damn, if we don't. But you got to give it up. I mean, it was a great throw by Baker and a great catch. I mean, it was. I hate to say it, but it was. You still got to make a play, because I put this on Bengals Nation. The very first snap of that drive, the last drive the Browns had, we finally got pressure on Baker for once, and we're diving at his feet, and we're trying to, you know, stay up on your feet and make the tackle, sack him. You do that, that changed that whole drive. What's your thoughts?
Speaking of Dunlap and Geno and everybody that's upset, you know what? Get after the quarterback. Do your job. If you did that, you wouldn't be so upset, because we wouldn't be losing. Right. If you, like I was saying earlier during our little fist fight before the show.
Yes.
It's you can put anybody out there. I remember us playing Bobby Hoying back in the 90s. You know, yep. He was a backup, been all around the league. And we did not pressure him. And he ended up beating Boomer in a friggin' 48-51 yep. game. Yep. So I don't want to hear it from the players. I don't want to hear at the end of the day, it's going to come on Zach's shoulders. Yep. I understand that completely. He's the head coach. But – Don't start posting out after the game that you're gonna sell your house, you're gonna leave them unhappy, you're wasting talent, we got all these players, blah, blah, blah. Go make a play. Stop. When you got a clear path at him, sack him. Don't let him get out of it, throw a 15-yard pass on third down. Another thing we'll get into later on in the show. Third downs. Yeah. Horrible.
All right, get to some of these questions. City boy, fire the whole coaching staff, offense, defense, everybody needs to be fired. I'm done. Who day? Now see. I don't agree with you. We don't need to fire the offense. We scored 37 points. Joe Burrow threw for 400 yards. The offense, actually, if you watch Zach's play calling, was really good. And, yeah, we didn't run the ball that much because we didn't have Joe Mixon. So we couldn't. So the offense, actually, I mean, the Browns' defense was terrible. The only defensive guy that made a play or was any good on either side was Myles Garrett. That's it. Everybody else stunk. I mean, the Bengals – did not punt. Kelly Hubert sat on the sideline, sitting there sipping tea or whatever. The whole, you know, I know we did turn it over twice, but every other time we scored. So don't give me this. We need to fire the offense coach, the defensive coach. I'm not even saying fire him. I don't know, but it's just our players. You gotta make plays. You know, when you have a chance to sack the quarterback on the first play of the game winning drive by the Clowns. Sack them. Make the play. You know, if you're there, Darius, you're right there. But you got to make the play. We can't complain about this and that and that. Make the play. But the biggest thing is they got to get pressure on him. I do agree with that as far as the biggest problem, because Baker Mayfield had all day long to sit back there and do whatever the hell he wanted. See, Dallas, who freaking day? I'm sad, but. Hey, go Bengals, man. Yeah, exactly.
That's right, Dallas. You know, another thing was, too, to talk about Joe Burrow again real quick, and he should be the FedEx Player of the Week, Offensive Player of the Week.
Oh, yeah.
One reason is this, 37 yards rushing. Normally, if you have if you have 37 yards running the ball with your main ball carrier, you're going to get sacked, you're going to throw interceptions, you're going to get – and for him to play the way he did yesterday with 37 yards from Geo on rushing,
mm-hmm.
that's amazing. And that is amazing what he did.
We were just talking about this on the pre-show fist fight, that the game-winning – well, it should have been the game – the game where I thought we're, the last touchdown the Bengals got, I'll put it that way. You know, it looked like the Browns stacked the box, and you know, because I think Burrow was going to quarterback sneak it. Well, they stacked the box. Burrow calls timeout. And they come back, and the Browns give them the exact same look. Well, I don't know if Zach called it, which I'm pretty sure when they called a timeout, hey, if they're sacking a box, go to this play. Geo, right out of the backfield, touchdown. I mean, it's not a running play, but it might as well be because it was a quick little flip, and it's a touchdown. So Geo, I wish I would have looked up his total numbers for his offense, passing and rushing. But he had a good game, and that's what I've been saying to get Geo out there. Again, to me, the offense is doing stuff that we, at least you and me, have been saying all year, and they've done it the last 2 weeks. And our defense, I mean, I was complaining, don't play zone. Well, they didn't play zone, and we still lost. So it's like, like I don't know.
Just a quick thing that you sent me to, you know, since 2019, the Bengals are the worst in the NFL. When a game comes down to 8 points or less, we are 1-11-1. Yeah. I stole this from Jeff before the show, just so you guys know. But I'm taking it for myself. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. But that's miserable. That tells you defense. We're making plays. We're getting there to win the game. We're at 7 points. We're at 3 points. We got to go down and make a play, or we got to stop somebody, and neither of the two is doing it at the same time. We either got the offense going or the defense going, and it's never together. I know we harp this every week, but what else can you say?
Right. I mean, Baker Mayfield was 0 for 5 in the entire first half. 0 for 5. And then he didn't miss. I think he was 18 for 18 in the second half.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't – you now, a lot of the stuff in the first half, there's a couple drops, but our DBs knocked a lot of balls down in the first half. They played pretty good. They were there, and they're knocking them down. In the second half, they changed something up. That's where the Bengals have got – the biggest thing I saw yesterday is they did not get pressure on Baker Mayfield. We said it last week. They did not get pressure on old man Rivers. Now, Carlos Dunlap will say, well, you know, let me play more. Okay. If you're anytime you're on the field, if it's just third down and you're still not making a play and getting pressure on, why would they put you out there even more? You know, you want to play more, you got to make plays. You know, anyway, we're gonna keep going. We got a lot of I gotta get to some of the comments out here. Dallas, Burrow and the offense looked amazing, and then the other defense gave it away. Then our defense gave it away. Jeff, I even commented it right before it happened. Yeah, you did. And the Bengals
Nation,
you said, we're winning. Yeah, I know. I did. Nope. Defense is going to let us down. Yep. You're right, Dallas. I said that. I said, nope, we're winning. Cause I'm like, we got to win one of these times. like I said, that's me always optimistic. And what's up, Matthew? How you doing, buddy?
What's going on, Matthew?
All right. Let's see here. Okay. City boy, what do you got here? AJ Green did the same thing. He pushed off and caught the ball. Where's the flag? I don't know what play you're talking about, City Boy. That would help to tell me what play you're talking about.
I think he's talking about every play that went to AJ or the Brownies were.
Oh, dude.
He pushed off. Every single catch from AJ yesterday had this coming after it.
Yeah,
you can't stay with him. Get off the field.
Yeah, they were both doing it. I mean, the Browns had their hands all over him. Like I said, I went back and watched the last two drives, and there was one or AJ. They threw it to AJ, and I mean, I'm not kidding. The Browns' quarterback arm was on AJ almost as soon as he got out of his break. We missed the pass. Well, like, of course you missed the pass because AJ couldn't even move.
Yeah, on the touchdown, you know, the guy had his arm,
pushed
up again. You know.
This one's for the live stream. LOL. LOL, Dennis, you still think we need a passing quarter? I mean, because Joe Burrow was so bad in passing when he threw for 400 yards. Yeah. All right. Now, hey, we got to give Dennis. I like Dennis. I don't want everybody to pick on him, but I like Dennis a lot. No, but he was very passionate about that the Bengals need to get LSU's passing coordinator for some reason. I don't know why he wanted that so bad, but he's very, very passionate about that. So, anyway, what's this? Yeah, Dennis is he's been on my show for a while, so I kind of want to kind of need to leave him alone, even though he was wrong. And then he told me he got mad at me, and told me to leave Cincinnati. So, who knows? Oh, I got so many questions here. Hang on a sec. Okay, here, Dallas again. What do you got? One good thing this weekend was, whatever. Not skin. Yeah, the Buckeyes played and they won.
That's right. Laid it on them. Buckeye style.
Matthew, Jeff, I was saying the same thing on the Browns last drive. Somebody make a play. Yeah. I was screaming it. You got to make a play. You got to make a play. You got to make a play. I'm like, not making plays is so irritable. All right. Crown Apple Kid. Question for you guys. How in the world are the Bengals going to stop Derrick Henry? That's a very good question. I don't know. Because me and Jerry were just talking about this in the pre-show fist fight. If we can't make a play against the Browns, it's going to be even harder to make plays against the Titans and Derrick Henry. They're playing really good, really good. And they almost came back and beat the Squealers. So they've only lost one game, and now we get to play them. So I don't know. I don't know. I mean, Mike Daniels will be there. DJ Reader's out for the year. Geno will be there. I don't know. I wish I had a better answer for you. I don't know. It's going to be tough. That's why Zach Taylor is the coach for the Bengals, not me. All right. Let's see here. Matthew, just in case my vote for FedEx for – I just cast my vote for Joe, FedEx Ground Player of the Week. There we go. I'll get it right. There's my me and my try to read the stuff again sometimes. Not that. Yeah, there. Hey, you got something, Jerry? My computer's messing up here right now.
Well, I'll just go back to what he was saying about Derrick Henry. We've gave up 400 yards or more the past two games. That's not going to stop anybody. Right. We've been horrible on third down. Just yesterday, a prime example, 5 of 7 on third downs. Mm-hmm. They only had 7 third downs because they were moving the ball on us nonstop all day, really, in the second half. First half, we did all right. Second half, they just completely creamed us. So when you look at that, 4 for 4 in the red zone, by the way, too.
Yeah.
We're the Cleveland frickin' Browns, okay? Yeah. The clowns were 4 for 4 inside the 20-yard line on our defense. They were 5 for 7 on third down against our defense. Our defense has gave up well over 400 every game, the past two games, and it isn't looking any better. So talking about Derrick Henry, I'm with you. I have no idea what we're going to do. Stack the box.
Yeah. Pray to God. Jacob, did you guys see Zach's comments on Lou? I still believe in Lou and what he's doing. Yeah, I did. I actually wrote that down. That was one of his comments today, that he believes in Lou Amorito. And I mean, I don't know. I put it this way. The two guys I've been on the most of the coaching staff has been Jim Turner, the offensive line coach, and Lou Amorito. The thing is, you could say that they had so many injuries on defense, and that, yes, that has something to do with it. But like I said, the last drive the Bengals had, we had Billy Price at center. We had Fred Johnson at one tackle. We had Adeniji at another tackle, and they still made enough plays to go down and score. I mean, Lou Emmer's got to figure out a way to get pressure. Somehow you've got to get pressure on the quarterback, and that's – they're going to kill us every time. You can't let any quarterback stay back there and get – and have all day to throw the ball. And so, no, I am – I don't know why. I mean, well, Zach, I'll put it this way. Zach was also asked about Carlos Dunlap and his comments, and he said, yeah, we had a talk, but we'll keep that private. And I kind of think that's the way he is in general with stuff like that. He's not going to call anybody out. Marvin never called anybody out. He's not going to call them out in public. Hopefully they're saying something, you know, in the locker room or in their offices or something, you know, to try to figure this out. Because to me, that's the biggest problem with the defense. You got to get pressure on the quarterback, and they're not. All right. Let's see here. Joe. Our offense is solid. We only have lost by 5 points or less, except what the Ratbirds did to us. Joe freaking Burrow is the man. We have a bright future ahead of us, guys. Who day? Yeah. Well, and another thing, we're talking about this in a pre-show fist fight. I wish I could remember the guy's name. I couldn't even remember when I was telling you the story, Jeremy. But he's an analyst, football analyst on ESPN. He wasn't a very good quarterback. But he's a pretty good NFL analyst. I cannot remember his name to save my life. But anyway, somebody posted it on Bengals Nation. You guys can go back there and look. Where he's talking about Joe freaking Burrow, and Herbert, whatever you call him, are two of the best quarterback prospects to come out in years, you know? And how these two franchises, he's begging them to protect them and keep them around because they are two huge prospects and we're going to be really good. All right. See here. City Boy's back trying to explain what he's talking about. The last TD of the game by the Browns. You think he pushed off? I don't know. I've got it. You look at it again. I got to play on Bengals Nation. Didn't that look like he pushed off? Because Darius Phillips is turning around to try to get the ball. So I don't.
Yeah, he had both his hands in the air to try to knock it. Maybe right. Before.
That's why we lost. He pushed off our guy, caught the ball, scored. Yeah, I don't think so, City Boy. I mean, I didn't see any because, like I said, Darius, if he pushed off, Darius Phillips would be going like this, and he wasn't. He was going like this to try to get the ball. So I don't think you're – love you, buddy, but I don't think you're right. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jeremy. You read this one.
Matthew, what is up with the consistency? 2 weeks ago, we were praising the defense against the Ravens, and then they just pooped on us yesterday. Yeah. True.
That's what's driving me nuts. It's like I said, it's one thing or it's another. Now, last 2 weeks, it's been consistent. It's been the defense. But, you know, hey, Adam Austin. That's up, buddy. He's one of our regular viewers. AJ played a great game. Proud of him, but I knew it was too good to be true to get a win at the end. Yeah, now, one thing we're talking about, too, we've given AJ a lot of crap, you know, this year, but AJ's always, he's even admitted he's a rep guy. And I really do think not having the OTAs, not having the regular preseason, not having a regular training camp, I think that really hurt him. And he's starting to come around and play like the AJ of old. Cause I mean, he's making, him and Burrow were on it with the back shoulder catches.
And that's what they brought back from LSU, the five wide receiver sets, the back shoulder throws. That's what he did well at LSU. And obviously they can't stop it in the NFL. I actually wish we would have kept going with it until it was kind of like a Randy Moss, Warren Moon situation back in, you know, the old, you know, like with the Vikings. Yeah. He just kept throwing it deep until somebody could stop him. So
right.
I was kind of like, why are we trying anything else right now? As long as they're singling up AJ or singling up Higgins, let's keep going to the well until they stop it.
I mean, that's the thing. I got the – hold on. You were saying that's – I mean, this is the thing that I love about Joe Burrow. If you're open, he doesn't care who it is. He'll throw you the ball. Tyler Boyd, 101 yards. AJ Green, 82 yards. T. Higgins, 71 yards. Michael Thomas stepped up, had a good game, 54 yards. And that's four different wide receivers. That's not even counting what they threw to Geo or Drew Sample. And I think Drew Sample had a pretty good game at tight end. So, I mean, Joe Burrow doesn't care. If you're open, he's going to throw you the ball. And the thing is, what I noticed yesterday, that Joe was getting the ball out quick, and that's going to help the offensive line, which it did. He still got sacked a couple times, but it wasn't as bad as it had been. He's getting rid of that ball fast.
He is, and it's amazing how he does it too. Even under pressure, under the blitz, he can see. You can see it almost every game now. He's starting to see things faster. He's getting rid of the ball quicker. Those screens, those passes to Sample, they're just getting better and better every week. I'm completely impressed. I'm looking forward to the future, not today, but right. Next year.
Joe, we just need to finish games. Yes, exactly. And the defense needs slapped in the head. Yeah, that's the last 2 weeks, the game against the Eagles, the game against San Diego. I'm sure I can't, those are the ones that come to my head, top of my head. Man, I can't talk. You know, that's what I'm trying to say. They're all winnable games that we can't finish. It's just like, and now at least it looks like the offense is making plays to finish. I mean, Joe went down the field and scored this time. Last week against the Colts, he ended up throwing an interception, and that's why we lost. But now it's like the defense can't make a play. Just one freaking play. Oh, my goodness. All right, Matthew, lots of stuff has been said about our offensive line, but I thought the starters played well, and the guys that had to step up played equally as well. That's what I'm saying. I could not – I mean, honestly – if you guys are on the game thread we had on Bengals Nation, we're all like, oh, crap, Billy Price is in. Oh, crap, Fred Johnson is in. I'm like, oh, my goodness, now Adeniji is in, which I've been wanting Adeniji to play, but not like this.
And to add to that real quick, that doesn't mean they're good. No, I mean, no, we played against the Browns.
Yeah, it doesn't mean they're good.
Yeah, but they did have a good game, and we should have won again game.
So that tells me the coaching staff, they coached them up. They're doing stuff, you know, because to me, every NFL team should do what the Ratbirds did against us until we stop it. You know, that's what I'm surprised that hasn't happened, because it's a copycat league. And for the most part, our offensive line is not fixed. It's not fixed. We need better offensive line players, but they played good enough to win. The Bengals have played good enough to win. And people are like, oh, you're being over-optimistic. Dude, they have played good enough to win lots of almost all these games except for the Ratbirds game. I'm not saying that we're a playoff team. I'm not saying we're going to the Super Bowl. There's still lots of holes, and we're 1-11-1 in all the games that are with 8 points or fewer. That's not good. That's not winning football. We're close, but we're not there. As Bill Parcells says, you are what your record says you are. We suck. We're not a very good team, but when I think of terrible, I think of the 90s, okay? That was god-awful. I mean, we were always in the top two or three, in the draft. We stunk, and we were never even in games. We're in these games, so that gives you hope for the future, but anyway, it's just frustrating. Let's see here. Did I do this one right? Dallas. Okay, analysts. Honestly, our run defense locked down pretty well, so that I'm not too worried about. Well, I mean, is our defense, LOL. But I think that it's a strong part. Passing on us is where the Titans are going to torch us. Well, maybe. Yeah, I mean, to me, our passing game, I think our DBs are playing pretty good, to be honest, because they're most part they were there. We got to get pressure on any quarterback. I'm talking a lot, man. Jeremy,
you're good. I mean, you're right. We got to get pressure on Tannehill next week for sure. But Trey Waynes is I know I brought this up many times before, but my God, this is a number 5 overall pick.
Yeah,
and he showed what he could do with the Vikings. I mean, now Willie Jackson the III's out. Imagine Darius Phillips being the 3 guy.
Right.
Mackenzie Alexander, I didn't see him get beat too many times. Actually, when I heard his name, he was making some plays.
Yeah, he was making some plays.
So, yeah, we've got a lot of injuries in the backfield. We got injuries on the defensive line. Our linebackers stepped up, played well. Bell played a decent game against the run game as well. Dallas, I'm sure you watched the game. He got his nose in there on quite a few stops. So, but it's one next week we could be saying how horrible the run defense was and how great the pass defense was. Yeah. It's never we can never bring it together ever. Yeah. I don't know why.
That's where I'm like, everybody's like, fire the coach, fire. I'm like, I don't know if that'll fix it. I mean, we need better players. I mean, we need better players. I mean, you get really good players, all of a sudden the coach becomes really smart. we're not good enough to win these games, obviously. I would have loved, me and Jeremy have thought about, we're talking about kind of doing a live show after the game one of these times, but I couldn't do one yesterday, man. You would have had to bleep out everything I was saying. These mother... I had to go. I got this Bengal stick over here that I kind of just play around with in the ice game. I had to go outside. Dang, got it! How did they lose this game? It's like, make one play. And it's like, they're not good enough to make a play. That's the bottom line. They're not good enough. That's the biggest problem. How do you fix that? Is it coaching? I mean, because we'll say, okay, they got to do this. Well, they do it. Like, hell, they even did, like I said, they didn't play zone on the last play. They did what I've been complaining about, and they still got beat.
Yeah. Everybody's going to disagree with me on this, I'm sure. But
I already do. You're wrong.
No, actually, I know you do agree with me. I brought this up earlier, so you can't even go there. But, no, I'm kidding. Actually, I think this was one of Zach Taylor, and you'll never probably hear me say this again, but I thought this was one of his better coached games. Yeah. Now, our defense is what our defense is. Lou Anamoruno, Armadillo, whatever. You can talk about him. But when it came to offense, when it came to creativity, I think this was one of Zach Taylor's best games coaching and using the offense and using Burrow for in things that he's good at, like he did at LSU. That's why he had such a great game. Our running game was non-existent again, mainly offensive line. But for him to come up with a game plan when we couldn't even run the ball, yet Burrow still was getting rid of it fast. They were calling plays to get Burrow some yardage mm-hmm. in the tune of 406. Mm-hmm. So I got to give Zach a little bit of props on this game. Now, at the end of the year, I'll probably be, you know, burning the house down to get rid of Zach Taylor. But I don't think we can put this game completely on his shoulders. He is the head coach. It all comes back on him. I know that, guys. You can send them. You can cuss me out and whatever you want to do after that. But I think this was one of his better coach games, Jeff. I don't know what you think about it, but that's
– No, I agree with you. We like you said, we already talked about this. I agree with you. I mean, his play calling I thought was perfect. I mean, that one – he even pulled out a trick play. Well, if I remember right, was it Boyd who made the pass to Gio, so I think? Or was it Higgins? I don't remember.
It was one or two.
Yeah. But I mean, those are things, and that's the thing. You usually can't do that if you have a crappy offensive line, which we have a crappy offensive line. And they still were able to pull that out with Myles Garrett as a pass rusher. So something is going in the right direction. It's just not at the right times. You know, I don't know how you fix it. I mean, if I did, I'd be the head coach, but I'm not. We're just guys with a YouTube channel. All right, yeah. Matthew. I'm really worried about the Tennessee Titans. They're coming off a sore loss to Pittsburgh Squealers. So they probably want to make a statement against us. Yeah, the Titans scare me. It's not going to be easy. All right, Dallas. But Henry is a beast and will make plays. I'm afraid he's going to run over us. But for the most part, we held Hunt in check last week. Yeah, we did. I mean, Henry is huge. he's a mountain on wheels, so he can. It's gonna be a little different trying to tackle Henry and then tackle Hunt.
Yeah, Henry was a beast in college. I watched him every week. He was just as big in college as he is right now. I mean, yeah. That's a big dude. They just produce running backs in Alabama. Big boys, that's just all they do.
Right. All right, here's a question for us, Matthew. Do you guys think Geno Atkins is not playing because he's still hurt? I don't think so. I honestly think I hate to say this because I love Geno and I love Carlos. I think they've lost a step. I mean, I think that's because I'll put it to you this way. We thought that about AJ at first. You know, maybe AJ lost a step or whatever. But they've kept going to AJ. They never limited his playing time or amount of targets or anything like that. Carlos and Geno, they're limiting. You know, they're not putting him in there every down like they used to. To me, there's a reason for that because they're not the same. You know, just going by the facts. Like I talk about facts. That's the facts of what's going on. That's what I think.
It's hard to see. You know, it's hard to watch and it's hard to see. But Geno had plenty of snaps in there on Sunday. Dunlap had plenty of snaps. They could have made some sort of any sort of a play.
One they didn't play to stop them. We win.
And we had zero sacks.
Yeah, zero. That's not going to get it done. All right, John Kroger. Will they trade Dunlap this year and AJ Green? I think Carlos wants to get traded. I don't think anybody's going to give us – I mean, who would give us anything for him? I mean, hey, here's a 31-year-old pass rusher who can't get to the quarterback anymore, and you can't play him on rundowns anymore. You're not going to get a whole lot, I don't think.
No. Maybe get cut, save a little bit of money.
Right. All right. Matthew, I really think our defensive line is the worst thing that we have to talk about right now. There's no pass rush on Baker Mayfield at all. Yeah, and honestly, the farther I've gotten away from the game and more I've kind of watched it and different stuff, that's the key to the game. That's the reason we lost. Baker Mayfield was over 5 in the first half. Then I think, like I said, I could be wrong on the exact number, but I know he didn't miss a pass. He was 18 for 18, I think, in the second half. You can't let that happen. You can't win like that. And the way to do it is, DBs can only cover for so long. I don't care if you got Deion Sanders out there. He's only going to be able to cover him for so long. You know, eventually the quarterback is going to make the play, and you know, you got to get it. To the quarterback.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it, you know, there's been a couple games this year where they actually looked like they were halfway decent, and we had some sort of a decent pass rush, and then this happens, and then our defensive backs look great, and then this happens, and then our offensive line looks okay, and then
something else happens. All right, Dallas, City Boy, that was a clean catch, man. Yeah, I agree with you. That's what we were saying, Dallas. I don't know what – like I said, City Boy, I love you. I love all my viewers, but I don't agree with you on that. Trust me, I would love to have an excuse. I don't. I mean, I don't – I mean, other than the fact that we didn't get pressure on him, but it was still a really good throw by Baker, and it was a great catch by Higgins. I mean, he made two good catches on that drive. So, sometimes you got to tip your cap. You know, they make good plays. But if you get pressure on the quarterback like we did the very first play of that drive, if you actually sack Baker Mayfield and for a loss, that changes that whole drive. They only had 66 seconds. That's it. That's all they had. I think it was like four plays and it was a touchdown.
And on our thread yesterday, going back to what Dallas said, calling you out, Jeff, about they were going to go down to score, yeah. I actually
Dan Ross
wrote something just before they started that drive. I got it wrote down right here. Chunk plays.
Yeah, you kept
chunk
saying that.
Yep. Plays. Yep. And that's exactly what they did, man. Mm-hmm. Chunk plays.
And
no timeouts. Make them seconds run off. And then diving for the ball. He don't touch the man. The guy catches it. He rolls over and out of bounds. Stops the clock. If we would have just touched him, the clock would have ran.
Yeah, it's irritating. Gillo, what's up, brother? Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. All right, yeah, here. It was Dan Orlovsky. That's the guy I'm talking about on ESPN who went off about how the Chargers and the Bengals need to protect Joe Burrow and Sherbert. Gillo, it was a very good game where we got excited and lost. Yeah.
Every game.
Every game, yeah. I was like, it's just, dude, we're on it. This, like I said, this is a day for all of us Bengals fans to just vent, you know, because after the game, I was ready to punch a damn wall. I was so mad. And we're like, but it still doesn't hurt any less. It still hurts.
Trust me, I didn't have a brown bag to cut some holes out in the eyes and put over my head before the show started today, or, you know, that's where I would have been.
All right, crying apple kid. I wasn't a fan of Joe Burrow when he came out of college, but I was wrong. He's a monster, dude. When you talk about him, he's Joe freaking Burrow. But yes, he is the man. All right. Adam, awesome. OG Jeff, do you and Jeremy believe Zach is the coach that will put this organization on the top for years to come? I that's a hard one. Honestly, because I can see things that where they've coached Joe Burrow up on, you know, where he's getting the ball out a lot faster than he did at the beginning of the year. Like I said, I've been hard as hell on Jim Turner, but to have three starters out and Joe Burrow would be able to go down and get the potential game winning touchdown. I got to give it to him. They coached him up. I mean, Billy Price had an offside or false start on that drive, which I watched the replay. I still don't know what he did. I still don't think it was a false start on him. But anyway, so – and you can see the development of Gio and getting him more in the offense and doing what we've been talking about with getting him out on bubble screens and just passes out of the backfield like the touchdown to go ahead. That was great. These are all things that, yes, these are all really good things as far as the offense, which is what Zach is. He's an offense guy. He's a college quarterback. He was a offense coordinator at University of Cincinnati. He was the quarterback coach for the LA Rams. So his offense is looking really good with a crappy offensive line. So that part, yes, our defense is what's driving me nuts because the Ratbirds game, the defense actually played good and we actually got pressure on Lamar. We haven't done it since then. I mean, Lawson got a ton of pressure against Carson Wentz in that game against Philadelphia. So we've done it in the past. We're just not – the last 2 weeks, we're not doing it. And I – to me, the last 2 weeks, that's the biggest problem with our defense, or which the game, the team in general, is not getting pressure on the quarterback. So I guess long rant here to get to your question, Adam. I think so, but I'm not completely sold. I mean, I'm not one that's like, oh, you got fire coach because there's somebody always better out there. That doesn't necessarily mean it's true. I mean, look at the guy who went to, well, I can't think of his name, the coach for the Dallas Cowboys. He was at Green Bay forever. You know what I'm talking about?
McCarthy?
Yeah, McCarthy. You know, some people are like, oh, we should have got him. Well, he's in Dallas, and they're not doing so hot. They've won, what, two games? And I know their quarterback was hurt, but they still only won two games with Dak Prescott, you know, as a quarterback. So, it's to me, it's a crapshoot. The thing is, all coaches, any sport you're in, if you don't have the players, it doesn't matter. You got to have the players. You got to have the players to make the plays. And they can put them in the right position to make the plays, which it seemed like yesterday, for the most part, they were, except for getting to the quarterback. They got to make the plays. I don't know. What do you think, Jeremy?
That's pretty much where I am with it. Like I said a little bit earlier, I think this was Zach's best game as Cincinnati head coach this year. I kind of put last year out of my mind with two wins, maybe one of those two wins. But I thought he had a solid game plan, a perfect, just about perfect game plan for Joe Burrow and the rest of our offense to score points and to win this game.
And that was without Joe Mixon. And they knew
that was without Joe Mixon as well. On the defense, we've got a ton of injuries. You know, IR, and all these big names we brought in, now they're all on the bench. Is that Zach's fault? No. But I am kind of – I'm not exactly with Zach Taylor yet either. What I will say is make sure you keep watching this show and ask us this question in about 10 weeks. Yeah. Then we'll have an answer.
Yeah, I'll have a better answer. Like I said, this year is all about the biggest thing is developing Joe Burrow and getting him better and making it through the season without him getting killed. And the last 2 weeks, he hasn't got sacked as much as he was before. And he's developing. He threw just for 400 yards. So that part of the development is getting there. It's just – it's always something. And they got to learn how to win. All right, Dallas. Well, I'm always optimistic, so I'm going to say we're going to win the next week in an upset. Let's go. Who day Joe freaking Burrow. I'm optimistic too, but I got a bad feeling. I hope I'm wrong.
Cautiously. Yeah. Very cautiously optimistic.
Yeah. All right, Dallas has got another one here. It's really was a well-coached game by the offense. Looked very, very good. Play calls were very different and were very dominant. Yeah, I mean, the thing is, no defense. I mean, Browns fans are going to say our defense was terrible because they didn't do anything either. Like I said, Huber didn't punt the ball one time for the Bengals. We never punted. I mean, we scored almost every time except for our two turnovers. So, pretty good. Dallas, Geno isn't playing as much because of his injury. Zach said it today in his press conference. Oh, he did? Okay. Well, I didn't watch the whole press conference. I watched some of it. He's slowly working him back in. He said he's being very positive on things. Yeah, the thing is, how did Geno hurt himself? We didn't even play any games. He hurt himself in training camp. That's what I don't understand how he hurt himself. All right. Travis Starr, I think you're new to the show, sir. Welcome. Is it Marvin Lewis time again? No. Marvin Lewis, no. Love Marvin, but no. Marvin Lewis is the co-coach out in Arizona, I think.
Behind Herm Edwards.
Yes, sir. You play to win the game. Hello? Oh. Crown Apple Kid, can I ask you a question about UC football? Absolutely, you can ask me a question about UC football, long as it's not making fun of them. I'll have to delete Jeremy again for a little while. let's see here. All right, Matthew. It's so rough. I agree. No consistency. Do we fire the coach and let another coach rebuild? Yeah, that's where we're at. I agree with you, Jeremy. Zach's best game, but stay tuned. Amarillo will show up next week. Yeah. I mean, I think it's honestly, to me, if we only win two or three games, you at least have got to change something on the coaching staff. Somebody's got to change. I don't think it's the whole coaching staff, but somebody's got to change.
If the defense shows up next week, then Randy Bullock will have the flu. That's all I'm saying.
Fat Randy will miss something.
Every time.
Sorry, guys. I don't know why it's not letting me back on. I'm having troubles. All right. I don't know who
that
you
must
are.
Must be Mike.
Is that Mike?
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know, dude. Mike was on before the show started, then his phone froze, and I haven't seen him or heard from him since. So I don't know. Hopefully Mike will be able to get that figured out. Here we go. I'm more on Zach's side than I am armored. Yeah, I am too. I mean, the defense, because the thing is, the front office gave Armadillo, I'm gonna say Armadillo because he's not playing good right now. So he's back to Armadillo. They gave him what he wanted. You know, he changed, you know, to a 3-4. They went and signed all these guys. I know a lot of them are injured, but you still got to step up and make plays. And so, but again, I'm not completely blaming it on him, because if you look at that last drive, we should have sacked Baker Mayfield. So something happened there, right? And Darius Phillips is in the right position to knock the ball down, but we just don't. So is that the coach's fault, or is that the guys on the field? You know, sometimes you just got to make the play. You want to win, you got to make the play.
And going back to Phillips too, you know, it's like the first in the first quarter there when they threw the deep ball on him. He looked back, ran, looked back one more time, and the ball was right there in his hands. I was hoping that would be the end of the game yesterday, was he would jump up and at least, if not catch it, knock the damn thing down.
Right.
And we can go over it and over it and over it. But like we were saying before, 3 inches. If you know, he had his hands like this, but if he would have brought him in just like this, the ball would have been knocked away and they would have never got the touchdown.
I mean, the thing is, and he played it about as good as you can. You run as fast as you can this direction away from the court, the ball coming. You got to watch the guy's eyes. You watch his eyes. You turn around and you react. You try and do it. That's hard. And he was there. And I think he made a great interception. Baker Mayfield's first pass. I think it was Phillips, wasn't it, who intercepted it. And that was kind of the same play. If you watch that play, he's looking at OBJ. I'll say, turns right. Whoop, there's the ball. And he reaches his hands out and catches it. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm not trying to defend them. I'm really not. It sounds like I'm trying to defend them. I just, they're freaking there and they just can't make the play. It's just, so I'm not trying to defend anybody. I'm just, it's frustrating as hell because they're right there. Okay. Sorry. I'm doing a lot of, gotta calm down. All right. Gitlow, I think we need Vontaze Burfict like player. We need that attitude in our defense. I wouldn't disagree with that, but we also, I don't want Vontaze Burfict's stupidity sometimes. I like Vontaze Burfict. He was one of my favorite players, but he did a lot of dumb stuff to hurt us.
A quick story about Vontaze Burfict. When he went undrafted, I had watched 2 games of Arizona State, watched him play. And it was actually me and my dad and a couple buddies watching the draft that night. And I think we were about 6th round. I said, we need to take Burfict. Didn't take him. I watched, nobody else took him. 7th round, watched, nobody took him. And nobody knew who he was. And I said, man, I hope we can figure out how to get this guy as a college free agent. And I'll be damned, we got him, and he turned into – I got his jersey hanging over there in the closet. I loved him. Oh, yeah. The stupidity, the late hits, the
– headshots.
Some of the – yeah, just that cost us – big time yardage, cost us
money,
playoff game perhaps. you know, it just we don't need somebody like that. But I have a feeling within the next, probably by next year, as Logan Wilson gets a little more familiar with everybody, you're mm-hmm. going to see a little bit of perfect in that dude, because he does hit the hole hard, and mm-hmm. he's not afraid to hit or get hit or yeah. anything else. He's a tough kid, so we'll see.
Gaither's the same way. Both those linebackers, I think, are going to be really good. Here, Jeremy, I'll let you read this one. You like this one.
Dallas, no, you can't ask anything about UC. Only Ohio State and the Bengals. Let's go, because the Ohio State Buckeyes are the best football team to ever play in the United States of America. Oh, I was just reading the rest of his question, Jeff. What happened?
I don't think that was on there. I'm not sure what you're reading. You must have a different screen. I didn't see that.
It must have been in my notes.
Oh, my goodness. Let's see here. All right, here we go. This is what Crown Apple Kid was going to ask me before. Do you think they'll make the final four teams? I don't know. I like to say yes, but I they're not going to let us. they're not going to let us. Even if they go undefeated, they're not going to let us. I mean, if Central Florida can go undefeated for 2 years and they didn't get in, they ain't letting us in. So, only chance we got is if they expand the playoffs. So, no, I don't think we're going to get to Final Four, but I do think we're going to get to a lot better bowl game than we did last year. At least I hope so. So, but we already know Jeremy's thoughts on it. I don't want to have to mute him again. You know.
I agree. You guys are going to get a better bowl. I do.
I think we got a new subscriber, or at least you're new to the show.
Crypt Keeper.
It's time. No Clue Joe has to go and make and take Slim Jim Turner with you.
Slim
Crypt Keeper, I agree with you too. I mean, Jim Turner, I said I blew him up a while ago, but the offensive line started to play better, and something has got to change. So, I mean, either way, something has got to change. And to me, those would be your two main guys, I think, to try to get rid of going forward. Now, I don't know if you do it right now, but I mean, if you do it now, okay, say they get rid of Armadillo. Who would they replace him with? I don't even know. I can't figure who the assistant coaches are. We got, you know, cornerbacks coach, got linebackers coach. I mean, I don't know who you'd replace him with. There's nobody out there that, you know, oh, he's really good. We should, you know, I don't know.
Been really nice to have Vance Joseph about right now.
Yeah, that would help. All right, my boy Adams here. If I'm Joe freaking Burrow next season, I will demand better players on the – oh, yeah. All right, yeah. Well, you see, that's one thing. That's the first time I saw Joe was starting to get pissed off at him. You know, I think it was Fred Johnson jumped off sides. He said, come on! You know, that's the first time I could see if Joe really starting to get irritated. Like, you guys have got to do better, you know, which is good. I mean, the great quarterbacks get on their teammates' ass, you know, to make plays, to do better, you know? So, yeah, I agree. Like I said, I think they're going to fix the offensive line next year. Hell, we might have to fix the defense again still. I don't know. All right, Matthew, you have a Ferrari in Joe freaking Burrow on offense. We need a Mack truck on the defense. Yeah. We might get, like Jerry said, Mack truck might be on our team already. It might be Logan Wilson.
Could be.
Crypt Keeper, you agree with Adam?
One thing about it is I think we can all agree that we are going to need we're going to need linemen, and we're going to need more defense no matter what. First, second, third. That's why I say let's take the treasure trove of Lawrence or Fields if we get the two, you know, first or second pick, right. And right. let's move back and get some picks.
Yeah, definitely. All right, you get some more of your Ohio State buddies are coming out for you, Jeremy. Here you go. You can read that one. Oh, no, you can't. You just left. I'll read it for you, Jeremy. You're back. There you are. Hi, buddy.
My bad. I had my dog just decide he was just going to come on in and join the show.
Well, he heard you talk about Ohio State, so he had to.
Right on. Is Ohio State a top four team with struggles at running back? Oh, yeah. That's simple. Master Teague is, you know, he's the he's the power back. He's the third, fourth, you know, down back with a yard or two to go. Trey Sermon is literally, this was his first game. Let's not forget that. So, yeah, did we struggle a little bit? Did we run fields a little too much? Yeah, but as we roll on through here, we're going to see Trey Sermon really break out. But it's hard to put any of those guys up against J.K. Dobbins, Carlos Hyde, Ezekiel Elliott. We're not going to – I doubt we're going to see anything like that from the Buckeyes this year, but we'll be okay.
Yeah, we're getting lots of comments here about UC and Ohio State versus UC in the college playoff semifinal. Yeah. Dude, I mean, I love the Bearcats. I do. I love my Bearcats. We're going to get crushed. I mean, I love my Bearcat. I do. I'll be there rooting my hardest, and I'll be optimistic. Like, if we're going to win, we're going to win. And I really don't think we're going to win. I think they're going to kick our ass again. But, you know,
I won't even comment.
Yeah, you know, because that's because I would just do that. Oh, I have the power of the show. Dun, 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 dun. All right, Matthew, could not imagine this team without Joe. I was just asking myself yesterday, how would this team be without him? And Finley was there. Jeff, you said it. We're losing, but not like the 90s losses. Yeah, I mean, Joe Burrow is the best rookie quarterback I've ever seen. You know, maybe Herbert too. I don't know. Everybody's talking about Herbert or Sherbert, whatever his name is out in LA. But Peyton Manning didn't even play this good. You know, I mean, he's a rookie and he's playing like this. It's wow. It's just, we got to get it. So, I mean, you got him. If you get the right players around him, we can win a Super Bowl or two. Facebook user, what up, bro? What up, bro? Don't know who you are, but. Hey, what if you're up on the Facebook and you're coming up like that, do me a favor. Go to my YouTube channel. It's Sports with Strawberry Ice. Go there and subscribe. And you can comment from there and your name will pop up. And that way I would know who you are. Kind of like this guy, Bengals Report 18. Vikings have a lot of players up for trade, including linemen. That's great, but I don't know if the Bengals have anybody to trade for them. You know? So, all right, let's see here. Mylon, I guess that's his name. What's up, Mylon? Mylon? I guess go to my YouTube. So I can see your profile.
Join YouTube, man.
Yeah, go on there, YouTube. Get low. Let's just ride with these coaches. We have only 10 more games before GM Jeff makes his decisions before I make decisions. GM Jeff, me? I don't make any decisions. But I say you ride with him. I'd keep it like that. It's Darren Simmons' time to take over. Yeah. Some people have said that. Anyway. All right. We got let's see here. Eric Reynolds. Hey, Eric. Go to YouTube. Subscribe there. No, you don't have to type your name. It'll pop up and you can ask us questions. We're getting a lot of questions. There's a lot of people on here right now.
Yeah, Eric, I just got a message from you, man. I don't know if it's something ain't right on your end, but if you can go to YouTube, Sports with Strawberry Ice, hit subscribe. You should better watch us right away, man.
Is this one of your friends?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, Eric, go there and you can pop up. Like Dallas is. Herbert is playing well, very well. Both rookies are being stars. Yeah. They almost said San Diego. LA and Cincinnati have got two of the best quarterbacks, I think, to come out in a while. Because remember the big quarterback class a couple years ago was Daniel, or not Daniels. Oh, what's his name from the Jets? I hate when I start talking about stories and I can't remember people's names. The quarterback for the Jets, and then you had
out of where?
He's with the Jets now. He went to USC.
Darnold?
Darnold, thank you. I was going to say Daniel. Darnold. He was supposed to be the next big thing, and that hasn't worked out. And you had then he had the Trubisky, or whatever you call him, for the Bears, and that hasn't worked out. I mean, these two, I'll give Sherbert credit. I mean, these two have by far been, I think, the best rookie quarterbacks in a while. I mean, I mean, what's his face out at Buffalo? Kyle? Not Kyle. Why can't I think of guys' names? The quarterback for Buffalo.
Josh Allen?
Yeah, Josh Allen. Yeah, I mean, he's really having a good year this year, but it's his, what, third year? Mm-hmm. I mean, Joe Burrow's doing this right out of the chute, man. So,
all right. Joe Burrow needs to win Rookie of the Year, no doubt. He's played the whole year.
Yep, the whole year.
So, you know, Herbert's played decent, but he's really played in one full game. Let's get real here. I mean, Burrow's playing with a line that a lot of high school kids don't have to deal with. So,
right.
Burrow's the man.
All right. He says he can't. So I don't know if he can't get on YouTube or.
Yeah, I guess not. I'll figure it out for you, brother. As soon as we're off here, I'll make sure you're on for the next show.
Yeah, we can
Mondays send you, and Fridays.
Yeah, we can send you a link to it.
And daily with Jeff. Daily.
Yeah, daily with me. And sometimes with you, one of you. Yeah. Aren't working. I mean, he's got the thing. He has this job, or he has to make money. Like,
I don't know.
Just do our YouTube channel all the time.
We make so much money doing this. I don't know why.
We are rolling it. all right. What's funny is both Burrow and Herbert got their first and only win against the Jags. That is true. That is kind of ironic.
Hey, Dallas. Burrow got a half win against the Eagles, okay?
Yeah.
1.5. Get your numbers right, pal.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Christopher. Hey, Christopher, you're on the show. You showed up last week toward the end of the show. What's going on, man? All right. I'm so disappointed today. Gio should have fell down before the goal line and set up another set of downs and run the clock. I don't know if you should have done that, but I'm sitting there watching, going, man, that's a lot of time. Good, Jimmy.
I was too, and that thought did cross my mind. But it wasn't like we had to get to the goal line, right? We could have got a first down, is what he's saying, at the one.
Right.
But you start getting touchy down there at the 1 yard line, trying to get down, and you don't know if somebody's going to touch you or where they're going to touch you and where the ball's going to be. Then we end up turning the ball completely over.
Right. And we don't score.
And we have zero chance of winning. I'm with you there. I thought about that myself too. But, man, when you're talking about 1 yard difference between an inch, if you're
mm-hmm.
– then we'd have had no chance.
I mean, it's not like – I mean, if they were winning and you were blowing me up about this Saturday night, Penn State game, if they were winning, like Penn State where the kid, Indiana's like, go ahead, score.
Yeah,
then he should have stopped. If we were like that, yes.
Yes.
But when you're trying to score, there's too many things that can go wrong. You got a chance to score, you got to score. I mean, I agree with you. There's a lot of time. I don't want a ton of 66 seconds.
With zero timeouts. They didn't have any timeouts. So
defense should be able to make a play.
I mean, average defense.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I'm not disagreeing with you. I mean, I guess I am. But – I understand you're thinking, but I am disagreeing with you. Defense has got to make a play. Defense, you can't play. To me, that's not playing to win a game. That's playing scared, what you're talking about. You know, enjoy the comment. Not trying to be mean, but I think that's playing scared. You got to play to win the game. You go down there and you score, and then you pin your ears back, and you go get that damn quarterback and get him on the ground so they can't score. And you got 66 seconds. I think they scored like four plays, maybe five plays. It was ridiculous. Very, very, very irritating. Okay, get low. Do you think they activate Tua so there would be a showdown with Joe freaking Burrow? Actually, I think Tua, wasn't he supposed to start?
I think Fitzpatrick got screwed in that whole deal. No, it was supposed to be his team. He was told that was his team. He was 500 or something like that.
They're winning.
He was winning the game when they brought him in, Tua in. And I don't understand that. Maybe, you know, for the NFL that don't have any fans in the stadiums and this kind of thing, maybe that is something that they thought about. But you know, I think you do what's best for your team no matter what. And I don't see Tua being the best thing for them right now. We'll find out. But if he gets hurt, the guy, I've watched him play in Alabama. When he gets hurt, he's not out for a half a quarter. He's out 4 or 5 games, 8 mm-hmm. games. So we'll see.
All right, Jonah, Joe Burrow is a Tom Brady caliber quarterback. Yes, he is. And one thing I will give this to Joe Burrow. I think it's an audible he did. And it was in the second half. I think it was on the game go ahead tying touchdown, I think, where nobody was over to center. You know, the heck the ball, and Joe ran 10 yards for a first down. That was great, but he's done that a couple times. To me, that's an aisle. He sees that opening because there was nobody over the center. Eventually, they're going to quit doing that because he'll run on them. And he ran all the way up, got the first down. And all I love, he's like, first down. Like, girl, like, let's go. And I was hyped up. I'm like, there you go. And yeah. Then we lost. Okay.
Yeah.
Dallas. Well, what's insane is how bad our line is. Burrow is producing and putting us in positions to win. Our defense is letting us down. Herbert has a line and a beast defense and is winning. You got a good point there. They have a lot better defense. I would take the Chargers defense over ours in a heartbeat. Joey Bosa? Yeah, I kind of like him. He's kind of a good player. You're kind of a fan of Bosa, aren't you there, Jeremy?
I know a little bit about Joey Bosa.
Yeah. All right, Christopher, to be fair, the defense shouldn't have given up 80 yards. Yep, in less than 10 minutes. Yeah, that's exactly it. That's where I'm saying you got to make a play. They need to work on blitz and tackling.
And no joke.
Chris, if you go – or only like Chris or Christopher. It says Christopher on here. I'll go with that. But Christopher, on the very first play of the last drive the Browns had, I think you just got to the show. I've talked about this before. The Bengals – had a guy on Burrow's feet, at his feet, trying to sack him. I mean, you're there. That's what I'm saying. They were in position to make a play, and they didn't. That you get to Baker Mayfield, you need to sack him. You sack him for a 5-10-yard loss. That completely changes that whole drive. That whole drive, you know? It's just – those are the things. It's like – they were there, and the thing that drove me nuts about the Colts game was they would still give Philip Rivers, Old Man Rivers, a ton of time, but when the guys caught the ball, there was nobody within 5 yards. This time, our DBs were right, especially on that last drive. Our DBs are there. They didn't make the play, but they're at least there. And to me, it's like, damn if you do, damn if you don't. You play zone, we get beat. He didn't play zone, we still got beat. So it's just like... our guys got to make the plays. We got to make plays. That's it. So winning teams make winning plays, you know, and we're not a winning team as we all can see right now as, you know, one win or 3 wins in the Zach Taylor era. So anyway, I'm going to get to, I don't know if you guys heard it, but Zach Taylor did do some injury updates. Jonah Williams is day-to-day. Trey Hopkins, he's still in the concussion protocol. They'll know more Wednesday. Bobby Hart is out. So everybody who wanted Bobby Hart to be gone, he's gone, at least for this next game. And then Joe Mixon's still day-to-day with his foot. So I got a feeling Jonah Williams is going to play. I got a feeling Hopkins will play. Bobby Hart won't play. So I guess the question is, I'm assuming they're going to put Fred Johnson in there. I don't know, but it looks like Fred Johnson plays better at tackle than he does guard. Did you notice that, Jeremy?
He did play decent at tackle. Yeah. I mean, that's a much harder position to play.
Yeah.
But he did seem like he played better on the tackle side rather than being a guard. Maybe that's the answer. We'll see.
We'll find out. I'm pretty sure he's going to be – I would think he'd be a right tackle here. All right, got questions starting to slow down here, but let's see here. Lou Amarillo needs to go. Try to change a 4-3 to a 3-4. Defense isn't working. Yeah, it's it's not working. I mean,
I like the 3-4.
Yeah.
But we're not implementing it right. Just like you said, you know, Lou has no idea about it. But look at the Steelers, look at the Ravens, look at these teams play 3-4, man. We could be doing the same thing. And like I said, when we play the Ravens, we go, oh, man, we got to watch out for that defense. That defense sends blitzes at you from all these different areas. You have no idea where they're coming from. We could be doing that too. We don't have the coaching, the players, something. Like you said, might as well go back to 4-3, keep playing zone, get rid of the rest of the year.
Right. All right. Billy, I think you're new to the show. At least I don't remember you commenting before, but welcome. As always, do me a favor, go to my YouTube channel and subscribe. But coaches on the defensive staff that could replace Lou in a pinch, Al Golden and Mark Buffner. Golden, wasn't he a coach for the Jets at one time? That sounds familiar. Oh, yeah, defensive coordinator. Mark Duffner, I've heard of him too. I mean, I know her and the Bengals coaches, but I mean, I think they've been D coordinators before, I think.
In the NFL or college? I don't know. I may be thinking of another coach in college.
All right, Crypt Keeper, do you think? Oh, you read it. Go ahead. I'm getting tired of reading, so you read it. Go for it, Jeremy.
It's a funny one, man. Do you think Luther Van Dam from the TV show Coach can do a better job with the deep or do better than the defensive coach we have now? No clue. Lou Armadillo. Yeah, I believe he could. Luther, he was one hell of a coach.
That was a good show. Well, I like that show. All right, I'll take this one. Bobby Hart, the best game with a PFF ranking of 83 and gets injured. Go figure. Yeah. I did see Hakeem Adeniji handle Mars Garrett, though. Yeah. Me and Jeremy were talking about that on a pre-show fist fight here, that Adeniji actually played pretty good. You know, I was rather impressed with him the way he played. How about you, Jeremy? Jeremy? I think Jeremy's gone. So maybe maybe I'm on the show now, or on the show by myself now. All righty. Well, it'll just be me until Jeremy can hopefully fix what he's doing, but I'm probably going to end this anyway. All right, you subscribed now. All right, Eric, there you go. Thank you, brother. Thank you, sir. All right, I'm glad you subscribed. Now, I also invite you guys to go to Facebook groups that me and Jeremy help run. They are Bengals Nation, Bearcats Country, Reds Country, and Cyclones Country. And as always, as you can follow me, Strawberry Ice, Jeff, but I'm Strawberry Ice on my Facebook page, my Twitter, and my Instagram. So go find all those and follow me. I do post different stuff, different videos, different stuff like that. And I will be putting this show up on the podcast later on tonight. So if you want to listen to the show again or you missed part of it, check it out. I'm on Podbeam. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, pretty much wherever you get your podcast. Give me a 5-star review. I would greatly appreciate it. And YouTubers, like I said, I hope you guys, if you haven't subscribed to the show, go to YouTube, hit that subscribe button. It's under Sports with Strawberry Ice. I'm up to 678 subscribers. I appreciate all you guys. And let's see here. We got one more. Cool. Let's see here. Okay, yeah. Billy Hayes, head coach for Miami Hurricanes. Yes, is Golden. You're right. And Duffner was Del Rio. Yes. Okay, thank you. Yep, Del Rio's DC in Jacksonville. Yes, I heard of them before. Yeah, so they definitely could. They could step up and be the D coach. But I don't know. I don't know if it's going to make a difference, but it's worth it. We're trying, maybe eventually, if the defense doesn't get any better, but we'll see. Well, I appreciate all you guys on the show. It's been fun. And join me tomorrow, because I will be back here by myself. I do this every day, Monday through Friday. And we do the Bengals shows with Jeremy and Mike. Well, Mike wasn't able to get on today for some reason, and I don't know what happened to Jeremy. Jeremy just left. So I think he's having computer problems. So anyway, just join us. Like I said, we're on Bengals Nation. We do it Monday and Friday, and then I got my shows during the week. So check me out on the YouTube channel Sports with Strawberry Ice. And other than that, you guys have a great day. Who freaking day? And that's just sports, baby. See ya.